Chapter 69.
Quest complete. Kill Mifta. Experience earned. You are now level 49.
I'd just barely gotten enough experience to kick me up a level. I knew what was coming next, so I threw my point into durability. It equaled out with my strength. They were both now 36. Banksy.
Oh, the donkey lady is very, very angry. She's glowing.
That didn't sound good. But surely we could put her down. It was 3 versus 1, and she was already injured. Deep dive activated. My frame vision abruptly snapped off. I could still see, thanks to my darkness vision, but it wasn't quite the same. With the loss of my deep dive status, I regained the ability to pull my kaiju and mapping menus. The shrill was not dead, but he was injured, and he was still fighting by the rift. I glanced at the map, and my blood ran cold. It looked like my guardian was fighting Orthrus, and if he was fighting Orthrus, that could only mean one thing. Jank Prime was out of jail. But how? He had months left on his sentence. A possible scenario dawned on me. He'd created the Jank 2 groundling character and had somehow bailed himself out. How a new and level 1 character managed to find enough teeth to pay down the fine, I doubted I'd ever know. But it was the only way it made sense. I wondered if there was a way to transfer funds between characters. That was something I never really had the chance to explore. The kaiju collapsed in on itself, and I suddenly had the weight of a literal mountain of flesh crushing me. I stopped worrying about Jank as I felt the life start to squeeze out of me. I cut upward using my amplification knife, creating a thin pocket of flesh, a sleeve that slipped around me as the dead kaiju continued to ooze downward, melting. I wouldn't be able to keep this up for long. I tried to teleport back to Clara's base, but the system wouldn't let me. Outside, Lamashtu clashed with Banksy, Avanik, and Ragel. I was too close to the battle to use teleport. Instead, I pulled up Recall and attempted to cast.
Recall level 2 required to cast between planes.
Oh shit, I'm going to die. I hurriedly called up my respawn menu. I could change my regeneration spot to Clara's base within Avanik. I held the brand, but before I could change it, I was interrupted. Banksy.
Oh, the angel is down! The donkey lady ripped his head right off!
No. God damn it, no!
The next several things all happened in the course of about 2 seconds. The world stuttered, and I was falling. Falling fast. I blinked, trying to figure out what happened. I caught a shape falling next to me. A baby donkey. Mifta had transformed back to his small form upon death. His head lolled, flapping through the air. We were both about to smash into the ground. I yanked the spell menu back up. Without even realizing I had the idea, I clicked on my wicked meat skill. Holy fucking shit. My mind registered the possible upgrade. I acted instinctively. I shot my arm, wrapping itself around the small donkey. I couldn't afford for the body to splatter. Then I cast Hinder as I pulled the corpse to myself. Once again, I cast the damn useless-ass spell too soon. And this time, I had a dead donkey on top of me. My left leg bone was ripped out of me, pushing my knee bracer aside in a grinding cavalcade of pain. The broken and smashed body of the donkey had bounced about 10 feet away. Beyond the tiny corpse of Mifta was the corpse of Ragel, twisted and broken. He shrunk to his 30-foot size. His blood sizzled as it touched the ground. I turned my attention back to the dead donkey.
Please, please, please. Yes. Yes! He's still intact!
The large chimera form of Lamashtu grappled with Avanik and Banksy. I watched in awe as Banksy jumped into the air, leaping directly over me and attaching his mouth to the Hell Guardian's side just as the massive lion donkey beast looked down and saw me on the ground, cowering next to the corpse of her child. I grasped the small donkey's leg, and I cut both of the foal's legs off just around the knee. Lamashtu roared in a mix of anger and anguish. She moved to crush me, but Avanik crashed into her. Banksy continued to crash, attached to her side. The upcycle was for the feet and ankles, so it wouldn't, hopefully, interfere with the super jump ability I'd gained from Beleth.
Upcycle compatible hooves.
I paused. It only had a 20% chance of succeeding. I hadn't noticed that part until now. Shit. 20%. If it failed, I'd come back here with permanent bloody stumps where my feet used to be. My eyes focused on the angel corpse, and I knew I no longer had a choice. Screw it. I clicked yes.
Upcycle commencing.
The tentacles pulled me into the portal just as Lamashtu crashed down toward me. For the first time in over a dozen upcycles, Shu, the alienist, performed the surgery himself while the surgery imps hovered around him.
Yes, yes. This is a dangerous surgery.
Shu proceeded to chop my feet off.
I will handle this myself, yes, I will. You have been a good client. Bernadette's nephew. She was my friend. I will do my best.
Upcycle complete. Operation success. Please wait. Congratulations. Your body did not reject the upcycle. Deftness plus 10. Acumen plus 10. Spell. Rend dimension added.
Holy shit! Holy shit, it worked! It fucking worked!
I couldn't believe it. I looked at my new hooves, sitting awkwardly where my feet used to be. I'd be a good 5 inches taller now. I was almost afraid to stand and try them out. I feared I'd tip right over. Before I could try them out, movement caught my eye. Lamashtu. She was no longer the Hell Guardian, nor was she a donkey. I only knew it was her because of the name blazing over her head. She'd transformed into a beautiful, olive-skinned woman with straight, coal-black hair that sank to her waist. The woman was bloodied and bruised and dressed in rags. Her left breast hung exposed, and it leaked dark milk. Twin lines of gray, wispy smoke rose into the air, ascending from her back right where her wings once were. She had a horrific wound to her stomach. She clutched her left arm to herself, barely holding herself together. Tears streamed down her face. Above, Avanik and Banksy loomed, both watching. She would not recover from these wounds, and we all knew it. The woman limped to the body of the baby donkey as I watched. She collapsed on top of the corpse. She gently stroked the foal's misshapen head.
"You were all I ever wanted,"
she whispered as she closed her eyes. And then she exploded.
"You have died 20 times.